M&A considerations. I got in this early, or I don't know who here is at a PE firm or is at a law firm doing M&A. This is like I said earlier. This is how I got into this space. It's really hard to get people at M&A firms and that are, you know, blowing and going and doing deals to care about these things, at least before they have an incident, right? So the reason I got into this and how I came to this was because we were buying and selling companies. We do buy and sell companies or assist the fund that we advise on buying and selling companies. And it's so critical now in diligence that you understand what you're buying. I mean, this started in Europe where you're kind of going, oh God, are we buying a GDPR lawsuit? Are we buying a fine? And so having someone with that perspective of looking at, you know, operating companies and their systems is very important. One of the things I do now, because we do far too many deals for me to be involved in each one, is really just to interview our outside counsel that we're using to make sure. The first few, right after GDPR passed in 2018, they kept throwing IP lawyers at me and saying, oh, these are the experts on cybersecurity and they're going to help you with this. And, you know, I would say, that's not a cybersecurity expert. That's not a data privacy expert. And so initially I had to keep bringing in sort of boutique-y law firms where I knew that there was some expertise. Now, I'm happy to report 4 years later in Europe and in the U.S., really good premier law firms like Reed Smith have this kind of expertise. But it's super critical that somebody is looking at these things, because if you're not, then you find out that when you bought this company that, like I said, you've essentially bought a lawsuit or it's uninsurable, you know, and the one thing I'll end with this and then I'll turn it over to Kara to talk about insurance more. But the one thing that I kept hearing from our deal guys is, oh, we're not, you know, I'd say there's a little something in the diligence that concerns me. And they'd say, oh, no, we're not concerned about it at all. In Europe, they'll say, oh, we're going to get W&I insurance. And in the U.S., they'd say, oh, we're going to get rep and warranty insurance. And I would have to say, do you have diligence for the insurance companies to actually understand enough what's going on to insure it? Because it's uninsurable if we haven't gotten anything from the target company, right? And also back in 2018, especially, those were all new risks. They were completely uninsurable. I'm happy to say, and Kara will talk about this more, that the market has evolved and there are some insurance products for these things. But again, it's really critical to be raising those flags with deal lawyers who are very focused on getting transactions done, right? They are focused on getting a transaction done. They're not stopping, and they don't, that's not fair. They don't want to stop unless it's really critical. So I'm going to turn it with insurance. I'm going to turn it over to Kara.
Thanks. It's kind of funny. Like Sarah, I ended up getting involved in cyber insurance kicking and screaming, because I was a securities litigator, and when I went over to the insurance world, I did D&O and D&O only, and I wasn't going to mess with that new cyber thing because I didn't think it was going to last. I was like, oh. And then I ended up becoming the leader of the group, and I was like, damn, nobody else is going to figure this out. So then I had to just actively embed myself in it several years ago because somebody had to do it. And so one of the reasons I tell you that is because if that's the way that you're approaching this, if I don't have any background on this, I don't know any of this, at some point you're just going to have to do it. Because it, and I always joke too that I could absolutely not do John's job because I don't understand any of the actual underlying stuff. I don't know what Bitcoin is. I've tried, I cannot figure it out. But nonetheless, I work in the cyber world all the time because it's not that complicated, at least from the insurance side. So I could tell you all about what the coverage covers, but mostly I'm going to focus on what the hell happened to the cyber market. Because any of you who are dealing with cyber insurance, if you've done it or you've heard something about it, the notion of people have come to you and said, why does this cost four times what it used to? And why is my retention or my deductible, depending on what word you want to use, five times what it used to be? And oh my gosh, they sublimated all of the stuff. Well, basically, when the market first created, when this insurance first was created, it was really about personally identifiable information, right? And responding to the notion of we now have to send all these notices out, we let everybody's information out. Well, if you start thinking about it, just in your personal life, you aren't getting all those notices anymore about your credit card data being breached anymore because it's worthless. It's about 50 cents on the black market with your credit card number, so no one wants it. So the bad guys, the people who were in that space, probably in about 2017, 2018, they started shifting to ransom. particularly in 2019, we started to see the prices increase. And then this whole thing called COVID happened, and you all went home, and everyone started working on random devices. Like me, this is the iPad my children play Angry Birds on. It's the iPad I used last night to catch up on This Is Us. It's also the iPad that I had to use for all of my Zoom conversations with my clients during the early days of COVID because my company's owned by a bank and I can't use Zoom on this device. So you know you had those situations which your employees are using all kinds of networks, all kinds of devices, or suddenly they need to print a document, but now they're at home and they don't have a printer and your system didn't allow them to put a printer driver on their work laptop. So now they're emailing it to their Hotmail.